Houston, station on 2 for HTVX.
Go ahead, on 2, Jessica.
Sandy, I had a couple questions about some of the steps that I was working yesterday, and I just wanted to double-check some of those. So in StowTrack, it's really the rack bay, the internal rack bay around steps 203 and 204. And some of those items, like, for example, the brine yedebe that's in step 204, they're in there where they're supposed to be, but they can still kind of move around because there aren't really straps deep in the rack bays. Maybe it's not, maybe it doesn't matter, but we were wondering if we could put some extra foam in places like that just to keep things like that are heavy, like the yedebe, for example, from moving around. There's definitely plenty of space in there that we could stuff some foam, and we still have a lot of really big pieces of foam that we would be happy to get rid of.
Checking.
And while you're checking on that one, there are a couple other parts to this question all about that same area. If you look above that step in 203, there was a really large MO3 foam trash bag that's in that location at Port 1, Foxtrot 1. And then if you look later at step 213, there's a JSB 5594 that's called out for the same location, Port 1, F1. So we made that all fit, and we basically, like, I strapped the JSB to the front of the MO3 bag, so it's more towards the center of the vehicle. And I think technically that extends a little bit beyond the Foxtrot 1 location, and maybe that's okay and that was the intent, but I wasn't really sure how to interpret that because they were both calling out the same location in Foxtrot 1. And that's kind of the same location we were just talking about, that inner rack bay, where I feel like it would be more secure if we stuffed some foam in there to fill the gap. And then, sorry, this is getting really long, but then there's one other question. There were the doors that are also in that location next to the yedebe filter, kind of toward the rear. And those ones were supposed to be in location That's line item 200 across from Charlie 2 to Bravo 2, instead of being just in the Charlie 2 plane, and everything kind of fit in there better when I did that. So I just wanted to make sure if these small things mattered, and or if we could stuff some foam in there.
And Jessica, I am so very sorry. There was a handover in the middle of your call. We got to, if you could start at doors and start again, we caught everything up into that point.
Yeah, sure, no problem. The last, again, it's like that same general rack bay area. So in step 205, there were the integrated rack doors, and those are supposed to be in the Port 1, Charlie 2 location, and they are, but they actually kind of, to fit in there better, I've extended them across, so now they kind of straddle the Bravo 2 and Charlie 2. They're like wedged underneath the Brian Yedebe and Bravo 2, and then they extend over to Charlie 2. If I have them in the other orientation, like flipped 180 degrees out, then they kind of, they interfere with the JSB that goes in that front location. So I'm not sure if these small differences matter obviously it's not changing the overall mass. I don't know if they're, I know it's not as much of a CG constraint with this vehicle, but I just wanted to let you know that's how it kind of ended up. And I think you probably should be able to see that in the pictures that we took of the port area. But we can stuff some foam in that rack bay just to kind of make sure that everything, like the doors and the brine yedebe, all of that stuff, like, can't really move around. I think we would feel better about that spot being a little bit more secure.
And Jessica, we have a clarifying question for you. When you're talking about foam, are you talking about foam that's already on the vehicle, just moving it from location to location so mass stays the same?
No, we're not talking about foam that's already on the vehicle. We have another 10.0 full of foam that we from this packing operation that is not in the vehicle, and I don't think that it was intended to be. But yeah, we're just asking if there could be any extra foam, or obviously we also have extra JSBs. I'm guessing that probably wouldn't be approved, but if there's something that we could use to kind of pack that space better, just to prevent things from moving around.
And Jessica, thank you for all those questions. We copied them. We are going to have to take them back to the HTV team, but we'll do that, and we'll let you know. It may take us about a day or so to get back to you with those answers.
Yeah, totally understand. That's why we wanted to get you those questions this morning, and I know none of us are doing anything in there anyway, so, you know, not a huge rush. Let me know if you guys could benefit from more pictures from that area so you can kind of see exactly what I'm talking about.
And Jessica, copy, and thank you for the request. We're going to take a look at the ones you sent down, and we'll let you know if we need any additional photos.
Okay, sounds good. Happy to do it if you need. And sorry you weren't working yesterday instead of Huff, because you could have watched me get my suit ready. Happy place in the airlock. Have a good one, Sandy. Thanks.
Anytime, and I would have loved to see that. We're getting excited down here.
Houston, station on two with a suit fit check question.
Good morning, Chris. We're with you on two.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I was reviewing some of the fifth seat materials, and I noticed that I think last time I did this, I did not have any earpieces in, and I don't think we had like a generic earpiece called out for me to put in. And I was just reading through the materials, and it said that we should have this. And I just wanted to check like where we should get that and stowage for that generic earpiece.
And Chris, for checking.
Yeah, no rush on it. I just figured I'd get the question out there so we could figure it out before the noon activity. Thank you.
Station Houston on two for Chris and earpiece location.
Wait, the answer.
Hey, Chris. We expect that this will be in one of the CTVs you gathered yesterday. It was in line item 7, 2.0 CTV SpaceX pressure suit large. From the Dragon Seat Gather at 10:05.
Yeah, copy that. I'll check in there and let you know. I just remember the last time we did this, there weren't any in there, but I'll check. Maybe we put some in there.
Copy all. Thanks, Chris.
And Houston Station, I need to close the loop. Yep, there are some generic earpiece tips in there now. I think last time there were not, so I guess Zena must have backfilled them, or we backfilled them afterwards. Thank you.
Fantastic news. Thanks for the follow up.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for Cygnus Packing.
Good morning, Jack. We're with you.
Good morning. I'm looking at step 250, 250 in the Cygnus Packing. Telling me to stuff forward starboard 2 with any item from 600. I just want to double check my understanding of stuffing items. The 500 ones list all the WHC and the hardware JSBs. I think step 600 is just talking, it talks about common trash, and I think that just means either wet or dry JSBs. So if, like in step 250 where I have to put in something from 600, got to be from a wet or a dry JSB, not from a WHC or a hardware JSB. Is that right?
And Jack, we have a handover coming up here real quick. We'll catch you on the other side.
Bye-bye.
And Jack, we're back with you on two. We want to, at first, let you know we had a miss on our part. We're going to vector you to start today on 314, and we'd like you to proceed up through step 342.
Okay, no worries. 314 to 342.
Yeah, and then to answer your question, and if there's any time left, you're welcome to stow trash. Your understanding is correct. We're looking for wet and dry, not any WHC. But you can take a look at step 600 and use any items called out there.
Okay, so step 600 is talking about wet, dry, or all the other small things like old clothes and stuff, but not WHC. That makes sense. Thank you. And I will get into 314.
You're most welcome, and thanks so much.
In station on two for Dragon.
With you on two, Jessica.
Sandy, Chris and I are in Dragon, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I put a crew note. There were supposed to be two Fresnel lenses in the 0.5 CTB EMA respirator, which is 5046. They were not there, but we did find two Fresnel lenses in the USTV EMA hardware 5536 that was already in Dragon. I'm assuming those are probably the right ones, and I should move those into the EMA respirator 0.5 CTB, but let me know if you think otherwise.
And Jessica, to follow up, yes, we would like you to move those to the config you called down, CTB 5046, and we appreciate you finding them.
Hey, copy, thanks.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for line 315 in the Cygnus pack.
And we're with you in 315.
Awesome. This 8.0 CTB that we're going to attempt to go in the PMM. The PMM is obviously pretty crowded right now. It says it's going to node 2 after HTTP pressure ops are completed. Is that soon, and is it staying there? Should I just find a place for node 2 now, or what are your thoughts?
Station Houston on 2 for Jack with stowage answer, when convenient.
I'm ready for it.
Awesome. If you think you can find a place in node 2 to fit that large 8.0, you're go to stow it there. Just remember, we need it clear of the pressure op for HTTPX and mind any egress paths. One other item we wanted to let you know is there are quite a few other things headed toward the PMM as you go through this activity.
Okay. Node 2 is pretty full too, so I may just end up putting it in the PMM. Okay, I just wanted to get a sense of what the plan was, but I appreciate it. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 from Dragon for SFC and EMR1A config question.
With you on 2.
Yeah, we're just wrapping up this procedure, and we may have missed it in the procedure, but I didn't see any steps for repositioning the SSC and the EMR1A book from where they were on pallet 6 to pallet 7. We configured them per figure 1 on top of the things on pallet 7, but just wanted to triple check that that's the desired config and there's no constraints on them other than just being on top of the things there.
And Chris, back with your question, we concur. That is a good config per figure 1. Thanks for your question.
Fantastic. Thank you for confirming. Appreciate it. Houston, station on to Dragon Pallet 2.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, we're working step 2.5.1, and we're supposed to put the fasteners into a Ziploc bag labeled P6 vertical fasteners, and we were just wanted to check. We couldn't find a bag that had that label. Is that one we're supposed to make, or do we expect that there's one with that label on it?
And Chris, we did expect it in there from last time, but it could have been trashed by the last crew, so you're go to make a new one.
Copy, go to make a new one. Yeah, we found a bag that said 6 cross fasteners, but we didn't see anything that said P6 vertical fasteners.
Copy, and those are separate fasteners, so you are go to make a new one.
That's what we figured. I'll grab a new one and label it as indicated.
Thank you.
And Houston, we found actually found P6 vertical fasteners. It was in a different bag than we expected.
Nicely done.
Houston, Dragon on 2. Also, just for tracking purposes, the Ziploc bag P6 vertical fasteners did have 2 flat brackets in it, as well as 4 screws and 4 washers from before.
Copy all.
Houston, station on 2 from Dragon, just to make sure we're totally clear. So in 2.5.5, bag P6 vertical fasteners now has 4 flat brackets, 8 hex fasteners, and 8 washers.
And Chris, we copy all. We're good for now to continue. And thanks for reading our minds. We were going to ask you for that.
Absolutely.
Hey. Houston, station on a 2, step 2.6.3 for Crew Dragon reconfig. I have a bag of P6 cross fasteners, and that contains 2 flat brackets, 4 hex fasteners, and 4 washers.
And Chris, that's perfect. Thanks for the report.
Houston, Huntsville, station Sophie and Super, Z-Bot question.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Good morning, Chrissy. I was just trying to gather the equipment that I will need for Z-Bot this afternoon at 2:30, and it was one thing that I did not expect in the bag that is in Lab 1, Port 4, Echo 2. The ZBUT NC4 hard drives bag 1, number 6162 uniform. This one has already a hard drive in it, and it doesn't seem to appear like this in the stowage notes. So, just a question about this hard drive: is it normal that it's in this bag or not? And all the rest in the stowage note is nominal.
And Sophie, we copy all, and let us do a little digging, and we'll get back to you.
Thank you. And Huntsville from Sophie, if that helps, the serial number of this ZBUT NC hard drive inside the bag 1 is serial number 2029, and the label is installed on GMT 026 of 2026. at 1502 Bay Number 1.
And we copy all, and that is helpful. Thank you so much. Station Huntsville on Face to Ground 2. For any crew interested in the eclipse viewing, the first pass is 1045 over the Pacific Ocean.
1045, copy.
Station on 2 from Dragon for 2.9.2.
And Chris, we're with you on 2 and 2.9.2.
Yeah, when we removed the minus V struts and clevis, one of the shear pins was pretty well kind of stuck in the clevis. So rather than try to force it out, we just taped it down into the clevis with Kapton tape. So in the P6 strut hardware minus Z bag, there is one shear pin, and then one of the other shear pins remains in the clevis secured with Kapton tape.
And we copy all, and that's an acceptable config. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for the Sophie and an answer to your question at your convenience.
Huntsville Station, Sophie and 2. I'm listening.
Hey, Sophie. We are expecting that hard drive to be in there. I know it was a little bit confusing in the stone note, but we did some tracking, and that's where it should be. And then we're expecting that you're going to put the new hard drive in there with it. Do you think there will be enough room for both of them in that bag?
Oh, yes, there's plenty of room. I just, was surprised to see this. But thank you for the information. All good, men.
And thank you. We appreciate it.
Houston, Station 2 for Dragon Seed.
With you on 2.
Hey, we are working on the seat install, and we're looking for the 5/16 spline socket for step 3.4.4. If my memory serves, we did not find this socket either when we were doing the seat deconfig when Zena and I were doing it. But we just wanted to check with Ground's recollection, see if you guys have recollection. And my recollection is we used a different socket from the ISS toolkit that fit well enough to torque them. And I was wondering if you had notes on that.
Checking. And Chris, back with you. Your memory is excellent. That is correct. The tool that worked well is line item 10, the 11/32 socket quarter inch drive.
Yep, that matches with my memory. And that's why we got that one. Perfect. All right, we're in good shape. Thank you. And Houston from Dragon on 2. Yep, that worked great. We should probably update this procedure, I think, or put it in the execute note for next time so we don't forget. Thank you.
And Chris, we copy all. We're going to check that for next time. We were hoping that this other socket would reappear, and we're going to call it officially lost. So thanks for that, and we'll definitely make that update.
Copy all, and thank you. Houston Station 2 from Dragon for seat check. One other question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, my recollection from my last seat fit check is that we put some foam, or we discussed putting some foam on like the bottom of the seat as well to change my knee angle. And I just wanted to check on that, because that was my recollection as what we settled on, but I didn't see anything in the notes here.
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris with answer.
Yeah, on 2.
Hey, Chris. Yes, we're aware of that right now. There's still some open work with SpaceX for those approvals. So we're going to do the assessment today, and if needed, we're going to take that forward and gain those approvals if needed. Any further questions on our forward plan?
One other question. The head foam seems rather loose and kind of floating, and we're wondering if it's okay to put a piece of Kapton tape to secure that down.
And Chris, back with you. We have no concerns with the caps on tape, but we'd like a little further words on where you're seeing the foam be loose. We didn't see this on the last installation.
So the piece of foam that would be like sort of securing the head and the helmet, it does not appear to be affixed to the seat at all. It just is kind of friction fit in there, and it seems like it's kind of loose and and coming up. The only thing that's holding it in is the oxygen hoses from the EMER air supply being kind of wedged on top of it.
All right, Chris, we copy all. We are good with that plan. We would like a few pictures, though, with the final config. And then lastly, we're going to jump over to Space to Ground 3 to allow Andre's water regen activity to take the public call, too.
Okay, yep, copy all. And then one last really quick question, 3.4.6 in the procedure. So it's to tape ends of foam spacers at locations with green boxes, but maybe I'm missing the figure. I don't see green boxes.
We're checking, Chris. And Chris, in step 3.4.1, if you select your position and expand it, it will show the green boxes.
Copy, we see that now. Thank you.
Sure, and we have a go back for the photos. We would like before and after photos.
Copy, before and after. Houston Station from Dragon with a question on figure 27.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2. Just wanted to remind you guys that the next eclipse viewing will happen at 12:30. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2. Just a reminder that the last eclipse viewing is at 12:50.
Station Houston, Houston Station, Sophie and Sue for ISS External Microorganisms.
Hey, Sophie, with you on two.
Yeah, hello. I'm ready to start the procedure whenever it's okay for you, and you're welcome to come on board to the Node 2 camera. It's over the shoulder so that you can see in case.
All right, we copy. All right, Sophie, you're go to get started, and we will get that camera stream down here.
Okay, so I understand. Go to proceed.
Yep, you are correct.
Okay. Starting now. All right, so no FUD, very easy, like easy to remove, normal difficulty, and I think there is some staking because there are two colors, so the end of the screw is darker for about 4 millimeters.
All right, Sophie, we copy. Can you hold that up to the camera for a second so we can get a look and then have you take some photos? We think the discoloration might just be from some Loctite that was on there. Very nicely focused. All right, Sophie, thanks. That looks good. If you could just take some photos and you can reinstall the bolt. Copy, thumbs up.
Just going to get the macro camera because otherwise the normal camera doesn't give anything.
Copy. Sounds good to us. Copy. Thumbs up. Easy peasy.
Yep. Just going to still everything and we're all good and all nominal for this one.
Copy.
Houston, Station 2 for SSC-18.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, good afternoon. I was wondering if I had, I have a few minutes, and I was wondering if I could do my SS18 wireless to wire transition a little bit early.
Yeah, we dig it. That sounds good to us.
Awesome. Much appreciated.
Station 02 for Cygnus.
Go ahead for Cygnus.
I just wanted to check with you. I know Jack said you guys didn't want him to perform like that, those steps around like 250, so it looks like I should be starting at step 317. That's kind of where he left off. Is that what you are expecting?
Yep, you're correct. 317 is where you should be starting.
Okay, thank you.
Pencil Station, Tosian 2 for hard drive extend.
Sophie, Huntsville's with you on 2. We have a good field of view. You are going step 1. I wanted to give you an answer, though, to your earlier stowage question. We have two bags that you're going to be putting stowed hard drives in, and the full hard drive bag 1 will stow hard drive from bay 1, and that will hold up to 4, and then full hard drive bag 2 will hold all the drives from bay 2.
Okay, copy. I guess it's also later in the procedure, right?
Yes, that follows along with the procedure. And the one thing that's don't note that's not as clear in the procedure is that we will want to make sure that when you install the new bay, the new hard drive, we put an odd serial number in one bay and an even serial number in the other bay.
Okay, copy. And is there a preferred, like, left is odd or even, or right is odd or even, or any?
No preference, and we'll catch you on the other side of this handover. And Sophie Hunsel's back with you after that handover. Yeah, no preference on which one goes in which side. Just let us know which one you install on each side.
Copy.
Station Jackson 2, just letting you know it's step 3 of PCS movement. The PCS of the cupola is all set up.
All right, Houston copies.
Huntsville Station, Sophie Verzibus, no condensate, no condensate.
Copy, no condensate, good news.
And Huntsville from Sophie, I see in the procedure, the video has the person removing the front window with gloves. Do you want me to wear neutral gloves?
Sophie, that's not needed today.
Okay.
And Sophie Huntsville with you on two. You're installing that straight cover on the window you just removed to prevent damage not back on the MSG facility.
Okay, it makes sense then. I was wondering why. Station on two for Cygnus.
Go ahead with you on two for Cygnus.
Pete, just have a question. I'm at item number, step number 324 right now on the Cygnus cargo. And basically everything from now until the end of the procedure is unloading really large CTVs and says to stow them all in the PMM corridor. There's really not very much room left in the PMM corridor right now. So just kind of wondering long term if you can give us some insight into how long these items are going to be there. We're going to have to try to strategize, but they definitely won't all fit, and if we had a management strategy for which ones need to be accessed and which ones don't for a while, I think that would help.
We copy. We'll talk it. Hey, Jessica, back with you on two regarding the stowage situation.
Go ahead.
So we were just talking ISO, and they're working a plan, but the gist of it is that these items will remain there until HTV leaves, which will free up some space in node 2, and then when Cygnus leaves, that'll free up some space in node 1, and the items will ultimately end up in those locations. But they are still working it, and we do understand that it's going to be pretty packed up there.
Okay, yeah, there's already not very much room, and also we're going to have to be cleaning out the airlock. I was assuming some of that stuff would be going where HTV and Cygnus were, but okay, yeah, we will wait for more words, and we'll do what we can for now. Thank you.
Happy. I appreciate the patience. We know it's a lot.
And Huntsville Station, so on 2 for Zebra.
What's your 2 for Zebra?
So all was nominal, and I'm working now on the stowage to complete the procedure, and that's procedure complete.
Sophie, we copy. Did you get which serial number you installed in which bay?
So I will write it in the crew notes, but it's 2013-2013 in Bay 1 at 1443. And for Bay 2, it's 2012-2012, Bay 2 at 1445.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for SSC 18.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, I stuck this in a crude up before I had to hop on my PMCs, but I did the wired transition for SSC18, and I just figured I'd pass on that it came up as not having a network connection, and sure, basically showing a red X over the wired Ethernet connection icon, no lights of any sort blinking on the back of the Ethernet port. It did appear to be properly plugged in, and I just wanted to check whether that was expected or if you needed me to do something else on it.
Okay, copy. Yeah, not expected. Give us 2 seconds. We're going to get some troubleshooting words up to you here in just a second.
Copy all. I'm going to get started on my Dragon Stow stuff, but please feel free to give me a call, and I'm happy to go back and take another look at it.
Sounds good. We'll let you know.
Station is Sophie on 2 for WHC Flush Tank Fill.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I'm ready for step 2.2 to remove protective cover from H2O filling on your go.
Copy, you are go.
Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Chris is with you on 2.
Alrighty, so we've got some just real quick and easy SSC troubleshooting steps when you're ready to copy. And then this is just a guideline, so if you can think of anything else, you're more than welcome to do it.
I am ready to copy.
All right, so the first thing we think is maybe if you just reseat the Ethernet cable at both ends. If that doesn't work, you can rerun the wireless to wired transition. And if that doesn't work, recommend temporarily bringing it into node 1 and connecting it where SSC 6 is, because we know this SSC has a good network connection. If that doesn't work, or if you think of anything else, just let us know.
Copy all. Yeah, I did already try rerunning the wireless to wire transition, and I tried checking the seating of the Ethernet connection at the back of the PC. I didn't try reseating the Russian style connector on the other side of that Ethernet connector. So I'll give those things a shot, and then I will bring it back to the US OS and plug it in and verify, hopefully, that it does pick up an Ethernet connection. I'll give those few things a shot.
Copy. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. And then actually I have one question for you while I've got you here for the Dragon seed resale.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the Dragon pallet seed is supposed to go in a 4.0, all the stuff is supposed to be in a 4.0 that gets stowed in the PMM S4 rack for us. I was just looking at the PMM with Jessica, and we were trying to talk how we manage it, but I am not sure that I can actually physically get to S4 and that there's any space back there. Is it okay to just try to find a good spot to stow and let you guys know where it is in the PMM? My assumption is that that stuff is going to live back there until Crew 11 departs. Is that correct? Sorry, Crew 12 departs.
Copy, we're talking it.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, and I'm trying to get a sense of, like, if we're going to be doing a lot of, if we're not going to deal with it for a while, I'll take the effort to really thread it back there and get it far back so that we can, you know, not take up prime real estate closer up with it.
Copy. Yeah, we're still talking it. One sec. All right, Chris, we're going to defer to your discretion on where to put this. We understand stowage is pretty tight in the PMM. And then, it's not going to be touched until that is uninstalled.
Okay, copy. So I'll probably do what I can to try to make a little tunnel towards the back and find a place somewhere in the back that I can stow it. Yeah, it's getting a little bit hairy in there. So anything you guys can do to kind of help give us a big picture of what things we're going to be needing sooner and what things are going to be needing later will be super helpful as we kind of navigate this next crush of cargo stuff.
Yep, copy all. And ISO's going to be putting together some words about, like, kind of overview storage.
So much appreciated. That'll really help us to kind of make things as seamless as they can be up here. So really appreciate the work on that. Houston, station on 2 for Dragon Seat Resto, contents of 2.05007.
All right, what you got?
Yeah, so in the Resto note, it says 2.0 CTB SpaceX pressure suit large should be empty. That this empty CTB will be kept with other pallet seat hardware, but that CTB is not in fact empty. It has in it two black SpaceX compression garments, one of the silver SpaceX undergarments, a bunch of spare ear headsets, basically spare foam tips, and a couple of the actual like headset like cables themselves. I assume those should just stay in there, and it's just not empty and stays in the pallet hardware 4.0. I just wanted to make sure you guys were tracking what was in there.
Checking. All right, Chris, thanks for waiting. Yeah, we think we just had a bad stow note, and ISO was actually tracking those items in that CTB. Thank you for checking.
And Chris copies all on that stowage. Thanks. Just wanted to make sure. Appreciate it.
Station on 2 for Jessica, if you can just give us a call prior to your ARED exercise. Hey, so we were just talking to BME, and due to the ARED load imbalance, before you start your exercise, can you please give us two clockwise turns on the starboard tension knob? And then once you do that, you can exercise, but the 60-pound limit is still in place for now.
Two clockwise turns on the starboard. Okay, I'll double check with the other crew if something else happened today, but we weren't under the 60-pound limit anymore.
Okay, copy.
So you guys are good with that, but our interpretation was that was when the cable arm came out, we were limited to 60 pounds on the cable, but otherwise we were doing our normal loading for the bar exercises.
Copy. Okay, we're talking it with BME to make sure we get you the right info.
Okay, copy. I'll check in again before I get started over there.
Sounds good. We'll let you know what's up.
The next station, Sophie and 2 for Stowage in Columbus.
Bonjour, Sophie. Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hi, Kenneth. Yeah, just a quick question for Risto location in Columbus overhead 4. Do you mean inside CASA? Because inside CASA, we also have one EMU right now.
And Sophie, we do not expect it to be inside CASA.
Okay, so I do put it outside of CASA, kind of attempts to... It's just for tomorrow, correct?
And Sophie, that is correct. It is for preparation for the Echo Finder scan activities scheduled for tomorrow morning.
Okay, copy. I'll find a Tempsto kind of smart configuration. Thanks.
And that sounds good, Sophie. Thanks for that. And whilst I have you here, just a go back to the Relax Pro smartwatch zoning activity that you had earlier today. Could you please confirm if you imported the data for the ground team as in the final two steps of the XTP?
Okay, let me check. I thought like when we done the smartwatch, then... Okay, let me check. I'll do it.
And Sophie, that sounds awesome. Yeah, in case not, yeah, we would very much appreciate if you could do steps 6.1 and 6.2 at your own convenience for us sometime today.
Okay, I'll do it right away so that in case it takes time, at least you'll have it.
Sounds awesome. Thank you very much.
Station on 2 for Jessica when your hands are not full.
Head on 2, Pete.
Alrighty. Sorry, I wanted to get this to you before the LOS. Okay, so we think there may have been a miscommunication regarding the ARED 60-pound limit. Not only was that because the detent wasn't staying engaged, but BME was also seeing an imbalance. So we still do want the two clockwise turns, which we think will fix the imbalance. And then we'd like to keep it at 60 pounds for now so that they can look at the data and make sure everything is copacetic before you go above that.
Okay, so, you know, we have been going above it for days. We, for the procedure, it was the 60-pound limit if the cable arm is not staying, and that's for cable-only exercises, but there's no 60-pound limit when using the bar. That's the way we've been operating. So you're saying we now have a 60-pound limit when we're using the bar?
Sorry, to clarify, on the cable-only.
Okay, so no limit on the bar, a 60-pound limit on the cable.
Yep, good read. Sorry for modeling that.
And no worries, and that's what we were doing. We knew we had that limit on the cable even before we had these existing problems. So no problem. We'll just make sure that everyone is still aware of that, and I will get those two clockwise turns in on the starboard detention out before I exercise.
Copy, thank you. And nice docs again, by the way.
Thank you, Pete. Yeah. And so just, by the way, while I was relocating that PCS, I did have to unpower and then repower UOP8, which, you know, power cycled the other stuff that was on there, but that was... There was no note in the execute note about that, so I assume that's all nominal.
All right, we copy.
Houston, station on 2, two quick questions. One, I was just wondering, for the HTVX release options, are we doing that from the cupola or from the lab? I guess I was under the impression we were doing it from the cupola, but Jessica's setting up in the lab here for procedure.
Yeah, let me get back to you. We got a big LOS coming up here in about 20 seconds.
Okay, copy, and then when you get done with that, I'll give you an update on SSC18, but no joy. Wireless.
All right, copy, thank you. Station on 2 for Chris, when your hands are not full.
Did you have 2?
Hey, so wanted to get more words what you were going to talk about for the SSC. Copy that it was no joy, but I didn't copy how far you got in the troubleshooting.
Yeah, so I did a fair bit of troubleshooting on it. So I tried again, just doing the laptop configuration to wired, and no joy. Still showed up as a red X and said no Ethernet cable connected. I tried reseating both ends, both the Ethernet cable end and also the Russian connector end, and verified that those were well seated. And then I floated it over to node 1 and plugged it into SSD6's Ethernet connector, and that worked. You know, I got a good network connection just plugging it in. So my suspicion is that it's a physical layer issue with either the cable or I guess there's two cables. There's an Ethernet to Russian connector cable, and then there's a Russian cable that goes sort of into the floor of the FGB. So I suspect it's something along that connection path. I converted it back to wireless just so it's on the network, but I think there might be a little more troubleshooting that needs to be done on the connection there.
All right, copy all. Excellent data. Thanks for that. And I'm still working on some words regarding your question about HTVX.
Yeah, copy. I just wanted to figure out whether I'm in the lab or in Cupola, and I think Jack said he set up something in the Cupola for that, and Jessica was setting up something in the lab, so I just wanted to make sure I'm correctly tracking what the activities will be and where I'll be doing it from.
Okay, copy. Yeah, sounds like the Cupola is prime and the lab is backup, and then we just set those up basically in case the ground release doesn't work.
That all makes a ton of sense to me, so yeah, thank you for clarifying that. Houston, station on two, small request.
Small answer.
All right, this is super low priority, but I have a tiny bit of gray space. And one of the charging cables for the barcode reader, it's USB A micro B cable, serial number 1010, seems to be a little bit flaky and is not reliably charging our barcode reader sleds. I was wondering if we have any spares that I could just deploy and replace that flaky one with.
Station Houston on two for Chris and some cargo info.
I am ready for the cargo info.
All righty. So we're still looking for the cable location that you requested. But in the meantime, we wanted to provide some big picture words about cargo and get crew feedback on some things. So basically, we still have another 70 CTB worth of volume to move out of Cygnus into the PMM. However, we know that the PMM is basically overflowing. And so we wanted to know if you think there's any extra space anywhere on station that this stuff could go. But then also on Thursday after HTVX leaves, that will free up about 25 CTB equivalent in node 2. Yeah, and it's just whenever...
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
All right, I'll go, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we don't need an answer now. It's just stuff to think about, and if you come up with any ideas, just to let us know.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple ideas depending on how long things are in place. I mean, I think one would be asking if we could stow a couple, if we have, like, you know, a few big bags on some of the gem deck areas as, like, a temp stow for a couple days until HTV goes. That would be helpful. Bag from, like, P4 or S4 or the end cone, all of a sudden what should be a, you know, a 5 or 10 minute activity is now, like, a 40 minute activity. And so I think the bigger thing for us is sort of being mindful of sort of trying to keep the things we're going to need the soonest towards the front of the PMM when it starts getting that full. Maybe taking the time now to do some, like, rearranging of shoving some stuff that we know we're not going to need for a while in the far back so that we can get the stuff that we're going to need more often, need sooner towards the front.
Okay, copy. That's good info. ISO acknowledges it, and we'll let you guys know what the plan is when we have one.
Copy that, yeah, because I think, yeah, there sort of becomes an inflection point where the passage down the center of PMM closes up, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Copy all.
Houston Station, Sophie and Cooper, WHC flush water pressure release.
All right, with you on two, Sophie. Go ahead.
So on step 3.7, everything is nominal and bag is 80% full.
All right, copy. 80% full. Thank you.
Awesome.
Station 2, XPWD.
Go ahead with you on 2.
Hey, I just wanted to double-check if the timing of the XPWD down was still per Optimus.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, copy. I'll just put up the sign.
Copy, and we have a replacement cable location whenever you want it.
That's good. I'm about to hop into exercise, so I might give you a call back a little later today, or feel free to just... honestly, put it. I'll grab it from you a little later today.
Happy, sounds good.
Then station Sophie on two for Cygnus 23 cargo ops.
Good on two, Sophie.
So just to give you, I know you're aware of the situation, but PMM is full. So the only bay remaining right now is B1. And so maybe I can suggest two IDs. First, there are a couple CTVs, or at least one that I saw in Bay 2 of PMM. It's labeled Russian food transfer. And so maybe track in the station everything that needs to be transferred to Russian segments so that we can do it as soon as possible and free up some space. And the second ID is right now, node one, deck one is now free because the doors, the panels went back to HTV. So we have room for one 3.0, maybe 4.0 CTV. So.
All right, copy. We're going to actually have you stand by on stowage for a few minutes because we might have some deltas for you. But we do copy your suggestions, and we are talking it.
Good copy, and so I stand by for now.
Station on, too, for Sophie. Coming up on an LOS, but we're still talking changes to stowage. So you can just hang out until we come back, and we'll get you some more words.
Copy. See you after the LOS.
Station, Houston on 2 for Sophie, and big picture words for stowage.
Sophie's listening for Cygnus Cargo.
Hey, Sophie, thanks for waiting. So we were reviewing the comments from Chris today, and we do think we actually had you guys pack items into the back of the PMM that are needed next week, and then we had you cover that up with more storage. So that's our bad. So we're working a forward plan to basically undo that. But in the meantime, if you'd like to start moving small, easy items out to make room, you can put them in the locations that you referenced earlier. We want you to basically just stick with the U.S. modules for right now while we're coordinating some extra storage space with our partners. And then we're also updating StowTrack to kind of like redo the plan. So you won't get as much stowage done today as we had initially planned for, but that's okay.
Okay, so what small items you were talking about?
So if there's any, like, small CTBs or things that are toward the front, the back, the deck one, rack one area of the PMM, you can start moving those out. You had mentioned that, like, node one, deck one is open, and you could put some items there. And essentially, we're going to try to get items out of the PMM so that you can get the items that are farther back that will be needed next week. So you don't have to tunnel through all of the extra stowage.
Okay, copy. Another idea would be to put the JSPs, like start putting some JSPs in Cygnus. Because so in the way, I just deployed a new hardware trash JSP. So yeah, that is another idea.
We're talking it.
Also, because... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So I was just saying we were talking it with ISO, your suggestion about the JSPs.
And just to complement what I just said, there are a lot of full JSPs, both in day one, so right at the entrance of PMM, and also at the rear, like, at the end cone of PMM.
Hey, Sophie, back with you. Thanks for waiting again. Yeah, so we like the idea of moving the JSBs and temp stowing them in Cygnus or any other locations that you need. And then for some of the items that Jessica stowed today, if you want to get those out and stow them at like node one, deck one, that's our bad for making you guys do negative work. We're working on an update to StowTrack and some words from ISO with a full list of the items that will be needed next week that we are trying to make access to easier for you.
Okay, copy. So maybe I will start on the JSPs, and also I was doing some extra steps in here in StowTrack. The steps for starting 405, 406, which were just gathering stuff that goes to trash from station. So this also I can do.
Copy all, Sophie. That sounds good. Basically, your go to do any of the stowage items that don't put more things into the PMM until we can get the things in PMM out of the way for access to the materials and items that are more toward the back.
Great. I understand the big picture, and I'll do all of those things, and I will make the crew notes to let you know what I did.
Thanks so much. Sorry about that. We'll get this sorted for you.
No worries. It's a complicated thing with three vehicles now, too. So no worries. We're with you all in the same boat.
Much. We appreciate the good attitude and kind words.
Station on 2 for T2 video.
Okay, copy. I'm glad it's not stowage.
BME says V looks good.
Okay, thanks. Don't worry. We'll ask you more stowage stuff after.
Station on 2 for Sophie and some stowage follow-up. Station on 2 for Jack and EVA helmet stuff.
Houston, Jack's on 2 for EVA helmet.
We saw your note about needing to clean the residue off of the helmet. We wanted to let you know that if you think you have time today, there's actually a task list activity to do for this, so you'll get time credit if you wanted to get started on that.
Hey, copy. I will have a look at the task list and see if that makes sense for me today. Thanks.
Copy. And we can schedule it if you prefer. We just wanted to let you know that it was up there.
Okay. I'll have a look and I'll let you know.
Station on 2 for Sophie. Have a stowage follow-up for you.
Station, Sophie's buried in the PMM. She'll be out in 2 or 3 minutes and is interested to finish the conversation on stowage.
Abby, thank you. We kind of suspected as much.
PM2, ready to listen for a stowage update. Sorry, I was in PMM trying to gather the items for assist for 18.
Hi, Sophie. Yeah, no worries. We know that it's really packed in there. We kind of suspected that's where you were. So ISO is hard at work on a new plan to kind of deconflict the PMM, but it's not going to be ready for today. So for the remaining stowage time that you have scheduled, we thought you could basically do any of the steps in the Cygnus 23 cargo ops that do not involve the PMM, or you could also do some get-ahead work on the Columbus NG23 trash gather activity if you were so inclined.
I get it, no worries, and for now, I'm continuing on step 419. It's all of the steps which need to gather something that ends up in the hardware trash, so I'll go on this stuff, if it's okay for you.
Yep, we concur, that sounds good. Just wanted to make sure you're not putting more into the PMM that we'd have to have you take out later, so that sounds good to us.
Okay. Houston, station Sophie on 2 for Sunfrock.
Go ahead, on 2.
So, for the lines 404 and 414, I could not find the items to trash. I made a crew comment in Stowtrack, so maybe if you have some ideas.
Okay, copy, we're talking it.
Thanks.
Yep, no worries, and it'll take a few minutes to get you an answer so you can move on to something else if you want.
Sure, I'm moving to the next item. And station Sophie on 2 for stowage questions.
Go ahead, Sophie. Sorry, go ahead, Sophie.
So, quick question for line 418, decimal 03, 418, decimal 03.
Okay, we see it.
So there are the serial number 1016-1017, the T61P USB video adapters. They are kept on tape to what is called the T61P USB video dongle. Could I remove the kept on tape and just trash the serial number, like the initial item? Because right now, if I leave the kept on tape like this, I end up trashing two stuff, but all of the cables like this have the same captain tape linking the two devices together.
Copy, checking. And Sophie, just to be clear, all of the T61P video adapter cables are attached to video dongles?
Paper. And I'll show you the end result because I did it for one. Option one is how I found it in the bag, to trash this whole device altogether. Option two is to remove and the place where the captain tape was attached, and to trash only this thing.
Okay, copy.
And all of them in the bag were attached like this, with captain tape here.
Okay, copy. We're still talking it. And in the meantime, actually, while I have you, items from line 404 and 414 haven't been seen in several years, so if you can't easily find those, don't worry about it. We're still talking the cable, though.
Okay. Another question for line 419.
Okay, copy. We only have 1 minute till LOS, but we'll see if we can get through it.
Okay, so I'm supposed to find 3 VNTRCA adapters in a Ziploc called Inside Minicam stuff. And the only Ziploc that has 6 pieces like this. Some are kind of silver-rich color and the other gold color. Which one are the correct one to trash?
Checking. And Sophie, we're coming up on the LOS, but you are go to trash the video cables and dongles for those earlier steps you called down. Station on 2 for Sophie and Stowage.
You on 2?
Hey, Sophie. I just wanted to make sure that you copied before the LOS that you are go to trash the T61P video dongles along with the video adapter cables in line 418.03.
I did copy this, thank you very much. And just as a heads up, but I wrote this in the crew note as well, in the crew comment of StowTrack. For the other related items, let me find the line. Yeah, line 420.04. Those same video adapter cables. I could only find 1018 and not 1013 in the bag.
Okay, we copy. And then the next answer I had for you was regarding the PNC adapters. We want you to trash the silver ones and keep the gold ones.
Copy. I trash the silver ones and keep the gold ones.
And then my apologies for calling you Stofi when you called down about StowTrack. I got a little tongue-tied.
That's a very funny one, actually. I like it. Thank you. Sophie is doing StowTrack. Quick question for line 420.04. Since I found only one out of the 2 items, should I tick the box and mark this line, this row complete, or should I just leave it open and write the comments and trash the only item that I found?
ISO says that you can go ahead and mark it complete.
And for the lines 404 and 414 as well, you told me that it's okay if I cannot find them, so should I mark them complete as well?
Checking. Okay, so ISO says for 404 and 414, just go ahead and leave it open and just skip it. It's fine. Station on 2 for Chris and some tying up some loose ends here.
Right on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, we just wanted to clarify, did SSC-18 ever make it back into the Russian segment, or is that still in Node 1?
I put it back in the Russian segment and converted it to wireless for now.
Okay, awesome. That's what we thought, but weren't entirely sure, so appreciate that. Secondly, I know where to find one of those USB cables that you called down about earlier, so let me know when you're ready to copy, and I can give that to you.
Copy, yeah. I'm just still finishing my exercise. I'll give you a call after that, after I'm all done, probably just before EDC.
Copy.
Thank you. I really appreciate all the work today with all the stowage and trying to figure out some new plans on the fly. Really appreciate it.
Here to ISO.
Station on 2 for micro USB cable.
Hey, Chris. All right. So that cable can be found at Node 1, X4, Delta 1, in the USB pantry.
Copy. I'll just grab a micro USB cable from Node 1 Deck 4 Delta 1 USB pantry, let you know which one I deploy, and put the old one in the hardware trash. Does that sound like the plan?
Yep, you beat me to it. And then also, just for your awareness, the XPWD is available again.
Fantastic. I will fill some water on it momentarily. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead.
First of all, Jack can confirm that he did use UOP2 in the cupola. And we also have a special message if you're ready to copy.
We are ready to copy. Go ahead.
Well, this one is for Ravi Leakey. Ravi has been a member of the BME group for 5 years and has supported over 150 ISS console shifts, as well as sat many sims as a BME instructor.
Bobby supported Expedition 72 as a Vietnamese increment lead, during which the E-4GViz was installed. During his work as a T-2 SME, he supported three RAF rotations, including the double RAF rotate during increment 68. In addition, he helped lead the transition from VC to Teams and DocVMe, big transition that I can witness, and his face will live forever in the initiating DocVMe call procedure. In the last couple of years, he has worked on HLS for Artemis and attended the University of Houston's Business School, where he will graduate with his MBA in May. Huge congrats on that. Robbie's next mission will be in the world of consulting, and we wish him all the very, very best in his new role. Congratulations, Robbie. Thank you so much for all of your support.
Congratulations, Robbie. Thank you for everything.
Robbie, those are wonderful words, and they are much appreciated. Thank you so much for those words.
All right. Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful evening down there. You know where we'll be.
You too.